Some continue to observe the two hominid genera suggested by Howell in 1960, but others place some of the Australopithecines in a separate genus called Paranthropus, and still others add an earlier group called Ardipithecus. Some put Pragans into Australopithecus, and some into a new classification, Homo antiquus. But most don't recognize Pragans as a separate species at all. There is no central authority that rules on these things. The only way a name becomes accepted is by consensus, and there is often very little of that. A big part of the problem, paradoxically, is a shortage of evidence. Since the dawn of time, several billion human or human-like beings have lived, each contributing a little genetic variability to the total human stock. Out of this vast number, the whole of our understanding of human prehistory is based on the remains, often exceedingly fragmentary, of perhaps 5,000 individuals. You could fit it all into the back of a pickup truck, if you didn't mind how much you jumbled everything up. Ian Tattersall, the bearded and friendly curator of anthropology at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, replied when I asked him the size of the total world archive of hominid and early human bones.